Why did you want to get out so quickly, Pete? What are you trying to do?
I want to go smoke a cigarette.
No. We'll be done in 60 minutes.
Okay.
I need to smoke.
57.
Good. Audio skipping
appropriate
even
time.
Off of an MP3.
I thought you did something. I thought you kicked something.
No. The computer that plays our sound is desperately low on memory and now starting to skip even off of the
MP3. Do you
want to
take
MP3.
A break? I'll go smoke a cigarette.
No. You're going to sit through the whole show.
I'll do it. All right.
And we're gonna
this
do
is our way thing. Of getting you to quit, Pete.
Don't Hi, Travis. I know.
An hour at
I'm
a time.
I'm going to quit because my birthday's coming up, so I'm going to quit.
Your birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's not something people do on their birthday. Why would you quit on a birthday?
I know. Why would you do... It's funny. People do that, and I am going to quit on my birthday, maybe. But it's strange that people want to do this terrible thing.
Why?
It sucks.
Why would
you
rent a Home Depot pickup truck and drive it into the pedestrian of truth? Because you're not quitting anything. On your birthday.
Is that where you got it, Home Depot?
Here's what you do. You get all of the year's worth of smoking out of the way on your birthday. So just smoke like 500 cigarettes.
I was thinking about doing
that. Pete is the kind of guy who would do that and be like, I'm cured. And 3 days later, I would see him buying a pack. And he'd be like,
Putting myself in such a critical condition that I never want to do it again.
You would, yeah, completely. You would do that. You would drink
like the dad who makes you smoke a pack.
Of your Limeritas or whatever garbage
I have those,
you drink.
I have those when I can't have other garbage trailer trash drinks.
What is your main trailer trash drink?
Sex on the beach.
Sex on the beach. Okay.
It is a and it's not just a cub a cocktail. It is a club tail.
It's disgusting. We'll get to that in a second. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. It's a show for us by us and by us I mean John Papa Giorgio. I've done radio. I don't anymore professionally. I dabble in comedy. I dabble in improv. I'm supposed to explain what the show is ahead of time. I have friends that do improv and or stand up, and they are on the air with me right now.
I'm your friend?
Pete, maybe.
Hi, guys.
I
don't do all that.
It's a succinct way of putting it. The truth is too long. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guy.
Hi, Pete.
What's going on?
You tell us, birthday boy. We'll get to that in a second, the celebration that is forthcoming. And Travis Dorward.
Hello.
Dare I say Northern Virginia's comedic darling.
Aw. Aw, gee whiz, guys.
Everyone's precious on this show. And not like in that stupid way that the abortion people say all life is precious. Like actual, valuable.
Like based
precious.
On a novel by Push? Or by Sapphire?
Yeah. We're not precious in the sense we were raped by our fathers and given AIDS by him. We're precious in that
is
we are
that
okay.
How
we're
that
funny.
Movie goes?
That did happen to me, but that's just a separate topic.
That's for minute 50. Thanks for letting the cat out of the bag. So, show's website in papasbasement.com. I put my writing there. Every episode we've ever done is there. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. It's just a comedy show. We just talk about funny things. That's it. We talk about the news. We try to find humor in the news.
Talk about whatever. We talk about our own lives. We definitely give you way personal information into our own lives. So
that's true.
Sometimes
that's
we
kinda neat.
Even talk about things that aren't funny.
Yeah. Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
Like, now.
Like
now. So, Pete, your birthday is this Friday. Mm-hmm. We're recording an Evergreen episode. So I won't mention that it is currently November 1st, 2017.
Oh, wait.
Your birthday is Saturday.
Yeah, my birthday is Saturday. It's not Friday. It's the 4th.
Tell us. You'll be how old?
Evergreen. I'll be 32.
32.
Uh-huh, yeah, you're both 32. Old.
I know. I'm old as hell.
Well, it's funny as hell.
I'm young. I'll live forever. Uh-huh.
Because Pete loves to trade on his looks. I don't.
Oh, it's gone.
I know I'm a dumpster with like a smile drawn on it, but Pete still thinks, Pete fancies himself a handsome lad.
I think I should, and as I think you also should, my friend.
Well, thank you. But every year that passes.
You both just wish you had my youthful looks, don't you?
Absolutely.
We are, you know what? We are going to bathe in your virginal blood and restore
I'd kill to
youth.
Be 20 again.
He's 23.
23?
But still, that's amazing.
I killed a 20-year-old once. What? She wouldn't keep her damn mouth shut.
How do you think I stayed young?
Exactly. I mean, why do you think we're only now hearing about the Jeremy Piven stuff?
Yeah. Did she say, oh, I'm going to talk about this 30 years from now? So you just
like,
took her
I
out
think
now.
Not.
Yeah.
So, Pete, birthday's rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
What are the big plans, sir?
Dude, nothing. I'm so lame. This is embarrassing.
Wanna,
you didn't tell me
get drunk?
Yes, I do want to get drunk, but that's like an everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
I don't have any plans. You know, I was going to hang out with my best friend, lady friend, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Lady Friend Elizabeth. It's her full name.
Like Miss Elizabeth, like Randy Savage?
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, she's under the weather, so, you know, I had to fall back to my parents' text of, hey, do you want to go to a dueling piano bar in National Harbor?
What is a dueling piano bar?
I've been there twice, extremely drunk.
What?
Can I take this one?
During MAGFest.
Thank you, Travis.
It's where two MMA fighters throw pianos at each other.
Sounds intense.
Yes.
It is.
And they keep throwing until someone's...
And so my parents wanted to know if we needed reservations.
Sounds like
that.
The hernia highway right there.
They wanted to do reservations for that. And I was like, nah, I'm probably going to hang out with Elizabeth and stuff like that. And then it turns out I'm not.
Yeah, your girl is under the weather.
And John, you haven't suggested anything. And
I did.
Any of my other friends. Oh,
I just suggested something.
He did suggest something earlier.
Travis
today.
Suggested an MMA pizza bar of some sort. And then, I suggested, because lately you've been grousing about wanting to get your cabin cleaned up. Your creepy little rape cabin in the woods that you think
I have cabin
that you somehow think people should be dying to visit.
Oh, people are gonna!
I want to visit.
Love it.
Travis is the one person you should have over.
Everybody in this room, in this building, that listens to this podcast is invited to my house.
Your house is no joke weird, and in a horrible location. You're right at the West Virginia border, but Travis is the perfect candidate because he doesn't have a ton to do. And there's a lot of drinking that goes on in that house.
That's true, too.
You would have Travis for 3 to 4
months. That's why our old
friend
Chris, he came over to see me, John.
Rest in peace. Yeah, Chris Lingbach, who, he wanted to go there because he was afraid that they were going to nuke D.C. And you are so far
away. Still
has
a key. Haven't seen it.
That's bizarre. I'm a locksmith.
I can give a man a key.
I can
What's up with that?
I'm just...
He can leave his stuff in there. That's fine.
You
so
have
what? We've got, you know, embroidered pillows that have our names on them.
Like, what you live in is when you're playing some sort of building simulator game, and we've just started building our first house. And, like, eventually the house will be good and grand and not bad, but, like...
That's a dick move, bro.
It starts off just like a tent with, like,
you
windows.
Are getting none of my money when I sell this.
Oh, no.
None.
I'm not...
When I throw that big-ass party...
Yeah, can I come?
Hell yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
You got to come to my house first.
Oh.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
That's the catch.
Then you're going to be like, you're never going to sell this dump. Why did I do this?
Pete's house is so creepy. It's like that house where the grandpa dies and he wills it to people, but they have to spend the night there. And then they can't get that house or that money.
You mean house?
Yeah, just house.
Yeah, no, I think that's the movie you're talking about.
So Pete's
also
got
a show.
That's true, with a doctor. He's a cripple, you know. Pete's got this weird house that for like the last month or two, you've had like a shining thing going on with. Where you're like, I need to clean it to sell it. And all I hear about is like, I need to clean it to sell it. And
that is,
I don't know what
hard work and no play makes Peter.
He's literally talking.
Jerk off instead of two cleaning.
He is in the Overlook Hotel right now. Talking to, is it Floyd, the barkeep?
Yeah.
And Floyd has casually dropped the N-bomb around you many times.
Of course.
As he does in the shinning. And yeah, eventually Scatman Crothers is going to knock down your door and then get axed to death by you.
Super easily, too.
So I was suggesting as a party, worst party idea ever, by the way. Completely, like, the most selfless gift.
You're selling this well
since,
so far.
Since, like, that one unicorn girlfriend was like, hey, you know my friend with the big jugs you always eye? Let's have a threesome for your birthday. Plus, the pooper's not off limits. Ooh. Like, this is that level of unicorn. I was like, let's round up some friends.
Selfless John here.
And sure, we can, exactly, getting not just me to have to do this. Round up a bunch of people we know, get booze and whatever the hell we can trick them with, some pizza, but then get them to, like, kind of work like a army ants and cleaning
it
out your apartment
miserable.
Throughout
let's
the day.
Let's just do that.
Can I contribute
the
to the mess?
Exactly.
Yeah, let's just have the party.
Okay, so we can just
everybody
do the
can clean up the next day.
Because your birthday is the one pretense that could get people to drive like 65 minutes minimum.
Of all days to ask a friend, this might be the one that would work.
for favors or to simply get them out there?
Just to simply get
them
out there.
That's what I'm saying. Pull the birthday card.
Not favors, yeah. No,
birthday. Pull the birthday card. You'll get your little, like, cancer boy dream of friends actually coming out and partying. I don't know what you expect. Like, in your head, I think you just imagine if only five people got out there, it would be like the can't hardly wait party. Like, it would just be this incredible, I can't believe we're going to college. We'll stay friends forever, man, party. And, you know, the nerd would get some puss and everything would be right.
God, I hope so.
It would be one of those parties.
I have a
parties.
Lot of nerd friends.
If only.
And I only know one chick, so.
They would come to your house surrounded by woods. So why aren't we leaning on that? Why aren't we trying to make this happen? Like, I suggested it, and you're like, I'll get back to you on that. And I was like, you son of a bitch. Like, this is the best idea I've ever had regarding your life. And you're like, let's put a pin in that.
I might have actually said that.
I think you did, yeah.
I talked to you like a grandma on the phone. And then like, you, oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, you put
I'm not sure, but I'm going to put a pin in
the
that.
The pencil back it's in a, it's your a real secretary
nice,
bun.
Real nice thought.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Saturday.
Well, that's short notice, but why don't we...
Wait a minute.
After all that.
Why don't we try to make a Facebook event here?
Okay.
Maybe for
I'm probably...
Saturday.
I'm not...
Or
well,
Sunday?
I don't know. Says the guy... No, everybody has, like, Monday right, through
fine.
Friday.
Work. This Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Why don't you make an Evite or a Facebook event,
you know,
and invite the people you want?
I think 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now, we have our improv show. Some of us have our improv show.
Wait. No, I mean, like, two is in, like...
What is that? The end of November, the
17th?
Partiest of times. Okay.
The 17th?
I think the 18th would be that Saturday. Why don't you make
that... You
guys
that, are so indecisive. This is going to happen.
This is why no party occurs there.
Yeah.
He simply...
This is also how we make shorts. Like, short films and stuff.
Exactly. Oh, he's like, I have this great idea. And then it dies on the vine.
Yeah, because...
Like, he's still bandying. He's still
people.
Bandying about ideas. He's like, there's this clown, Donald Trump, trying to get elected. I mean, like, it's not all evergreen,
no.
Pete. It's not all evergreen.
He's full of S, man.
So, why don't you make the Evite? I will try to pimp it hard, and we will get people to come to your cabin in the woods. Once 6 p.m. rolls around, we can do all the saw stuff that your house and the Indian spirits buried beneath it call on us to do.
Let's do it.
How secluded is this place? I'm picturing, like, the directions are going to be like, all right, once you hear the banjo music.
That is in part of my stand-up.
Fashion up a boat and.
Yes, it is literally the post-rape deliverance. Like, that half of the movie where they have to live off the land with a crossbow.
It's like, better than pre-rape.
That's.
Or
no,
during rape.
Yeah. Pre-rape.
Just being raped the entire way there.
They were at least at a general store in deliverance, dude. Like, post-rape is when they're really just in what looks like an American rainforest.
But
and you're like, my
still
God.
Means rape is going to happen.
I guess.
Rape's
I
already
guess.
Been done.
No, he's in a very incredibly country place.
Okay.
Like, he is miles away from little small hipster towns. Like, you know those enclaves in solidly red states where, like, 200 blue people get together? And there's, like, a little coffee bar and a yoga studio. And they're like, man, why do I have to go to New York? I've got all this here. And then, like, down Main Street, just some guy with, like, 28-inch wheels and 16 Confederate flag, you know.
Yeah,
hanging
basically.
From the back, screaming.
Hey, my new neighbors are moved there from Arlington, believe it or not.
What happened to them?
So
what, are they okay?
Yeah.
They had a baby and
they lose it all?
Fit it in their one-bedroom apartment.
Are they hiding from something?
That's, yeah. I saw Ozark. Or? Is that what's happening? Is your neighbor Jason Bateman?
But no, I mean, it's way out there, man. And, like, everybody has acreage, so...
That's when you know you're living in a place I wouldn't want to live in.
So see you Saturday.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
See you Saturday.
I have all types of fun things.
Just
to people. I feel like
I don't need.
I feel like the lady, the cancer lady in a Fight Club. I'm like, well, I've got drums, and there's food in my fridge, and if anybody needs it, I've got there's some dildos, and
that's literally all technically true, but somehow in the least fun way possible. It's just like,
well, you don't want to party with that kind of stuff.
You're just like, here's my dick pump. My girlfriend left me.
Who says that?
That's me walking in your room. She's like,
that's how I do it.
There's the
Pete,
pump.
As long as I can get drunk and just be
I'm
with
I'm trying
you,
to
man.
Sell him on the pump.
That's that. Why are you not best friends with Travis? Like, Travis is only 30-something
minutes I'm reaching
minutes
out
house.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
And you're not grabbing the hand.
You can come.
You're so
you
cold.
In, man.
You're so cold.
I just grabbed all this.
There you go.
I'm dead inside.
Cool. So you get the birthday present of Travis, who doesn't want that present.
He's going to be the only person who shows up.
Who cares?
Hey,
that's,
who
is
cares?
That not enough?
Well, yeah, it's kind of screwed up. You didn't show up.
Look, a lot goes into event planning. Sometimes a man needs to recover.
I am spent. Wow. Mom, make me dinner.
Exactly. Make me dinner and cut the crust off at this
Where
time.
Are the cats?
The cats would not be hiding from me. I have never once asked, where are the cats? I simply have to make a kissy noise, and the cats present themselves yeah. like two perfect children.
I may only be one person, but I am the size of three Olympic gymnasts. So.
Fun.
Best friends.
Fun gymnasts, too. Bendy ones. Double butt. What's her?
Double butt.
What's her face?
Who?
The one who got molested and did the Me Too.
Oh, with the face?
Oh, yeah, Maroney. Kayla Maroney. There we go. Yeah.
I thought they were all... Isn't that a prerequisite?
It's how you keep them small.
It seems like that's probably an issue there.
Yeah. If you
Why
cry
that
out,
hasn't come up sooner, I don't know.
Well, now that the show has taken its rapey turn, shall we explore the big news story
Segway!
I wish there were a video element to this one. And I just had an actual segue, and you guys announced that while
like Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, just banging tambourines in the air, and I was on a literal segue doing a circle around the board.
Then after all that, so this rape.
So, yeah.
It's our public access variety show.
That occurred. The big news this week involving a friend of someone who's in the studio right now. I don't know how much he wants to reveal regarding that. We've tiptoed around this fact in the past. If someone wants to step up and be Tom Brady after Drew Bledsoe gets injured and become a goddamn legend, he could do so. But he could also just roll over and text. God, I wish
we could
video
see.
On this one.
Is this someone I know?
You might be agreeing to
I
visit him
I don't know what you're
cabin.
Talking about right now.
Okay.
Is this my cousin or something?
All right.
Who
just
is
finding
this?
Kevin
this
Spacey.
Person? Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Kevin Spacey went to bed Sunday night going... I am Kevin capital effing Spacey.
Which he does.
And then woke up a gay man.
And woke up Monday morning to, I think, more than one at mention on Twitter. Let's put it that way. So the actor
God,
Anthony
what a morning
Rapp,
that would be.
We all know Kevin Spacey.
Waking up to more than five mentions, that would be amazing.
Oh, dude, I legitimately.
Well, you know what you got to do. I mean.
Anytime,
get over here, Travis.
Anytime I see 10 plus mentions on Twitter, I'm like, oh, God.
They found out.
I was like, did they find Jay's corpse?
When I see that, I'm just like, what did Brian tweet about me? Like,
yeah.
Realistically, I'm like, oh, Moxie06. Moxie06 has been tweeting people and tagging me because
yeah.
there's nothing I do
and
organically.
And then the random people that follow her have just. Retweeted it and
yeah.
liked it, and I'm like, get out of our conversation, old guy that wants to have sex with her.
Exactly. Everyone, follow at Moxie06. She's a good person and a friend of the show, and
she's
just put
egg.
Up yeah, put up some lingerie photos that she's from Germany, and they're just...
They're fine with that.
They're the most Germanic lingerie photos you're ever going to see. they are just hardworking and efficient with a yeah. good sense of piety to them.
The working class
No
90s.
Nonsense. Yeah. They're just like, here I am, got a belt, rocky like a hurricane. So, Kevin Spacey,
mm-hmm.
apparently, allegedly, I feel allegedly should be said because we're going to get to the part of this segment where I kind of delve into why allegedly should be said all the effing time with
yeah.
regard to this stuff.
Okay.
It was alleged by actor Anthony Rapp, who I guess is most famous for doing Rent.
Rent.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He's a stage guy?
Yeah, he's a theater guy. I also...
I'm like Travis. I'm like, I don't
I'm trying
know
to do...
Nerds.
Yeah.
I think he was in the movie as well.
So both, but. He alleges when he and K-Space... We're working on a production together in either 85 or 86.
Spaceman, please.
Spaceman. I think Rap was 14 at the time of this alleged incident, and Spacey was 26. Rap said he was like carried up, as he put it, I believe, like a groom would grab his bride and like hurled onto a bed, and Spacey kind of like dry humped him, allegedly.
Okay, well, the first part sounds great.
I mean, it does sound wacky.
It's like a piggyback ride, like,
except like,
what's this guy doing?
Let's be honest, less gay. You're not rubbing your genitals against his spinal column. Like, you're just being held.
True. Yeah.
Back of the knees, shoulder blades. That's bro stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Continue. So he gets thrown on a bed, supposedly. Sounds fun. Again, who doesn't like bouncing on a bed? And then Spacey allegedly starts kind of grinding against him. You know, there's an MTV show called The Grind. So is grinding all inherently bad? Grindr, a big app in the community.
That mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey is now in.
Yeah, people like coffee, ground fresh.
Absolutely.
Grind is an innocent word. And
grind and rise, baby.
He like, I guess, rebuffed the advances of Kevin Spacey, and that was that. Kevin Spacey went on his merry way to, I guess, I don't know, whack it into a toilet, whatever Kevin Spacey does after getting rebuffed, allegedly. So this blew up on Twitter, and Kevin Spacey rebuffs and says, I don't remember this, and... You know, by the way, there's been rumors for years, but yeah, I like dick. Like, just putting that out there.
I've never read the actual comments. Do you have them up on your computer? I don't mean to be too distracting, but it's a little hard to pull up on my phone
here. Give me a second. All I ask is while I'm busy not talking and typing into the computer,
don't
you just keep rubbing your head and not talking to
the mic. Yeah, yeah. Now you're being an asshole. Jesus.
I just want
I wanted to know what his exact statement was. Well, okay. I don't wear my hat.
Well, I know the gay part. He was like, I choose now to live my life as a gay man or something.
Was it like directly in line with his like rebuttal statement? Like he followed it up with like a 1-2 punch? All right,
trying to get clever there.
Rebuttal.
Like butt?
My butts.
Okay, so this is Kevin Spacey's actual statement. I have a lot of respect and admiration for Anthony Rapp as an actor. I am beyond horrified to hear the story. I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago, but if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I am sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years. This story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know that there are stories.
Should have stopped right there, man. Should have stopped right there.
Kind of, yeah. But he keeps going.
Sounds like an apology.
I know that there are stories out there about me and that some have been fueled by the fact that I have been so protective of my privacy. As those closest to me know, in my life, I have had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. I want to deal with this honestly and openly, and that starts with examining my own behavior.
So it's fine.
Yeah, okay, so next topic, Pete's birthday.
Wow.
I mean, if it's better that he was a gay guy. If a straight guy did that to me, that would be traumatic.
That's true, because then he's just he's a Sandusky.
Would you just feel bad for him then?
If he was straight?
If he was straight, you'd be like, I can't live with the fact...
If he was confused, I'm just like, he's working some stuff out.
He wasn't okay with. And I tempted him.
Given it's Travis, I'd feel bad for his back. And the box spring. No.
Because I'm fat.
Yes. I love you, though. Don't change. So, like you said, the first half of this would have been completely appropriate, and he should have stopped there.
Yeah.
And... the only thing we can say concretely thus far is that concrete lie throat.
Really emphasize each syllable there.
Something goes on the end of it, and that makes it a new word, not rocks. So he throws the gay thing out, like, let's be honest, like a ninja trying to escape the scene throwing a smoke bomb. Just like, kapow, and then everyone... And then he's gone. And you're like, oh, he gayed us. He gay-bombed us and made his escape in the night. Yeah, you got to admit, that was as ill-conceived as it could have been. Like, that just seems...
Who told him to say that? That's a terrible idea.
I think literally Kevin Spacey wakes up and is just like, brushing his teeth on the can, just like, oh my god, this sucks. And then like one hand is just typing this out, like, I'm gay as hell, this sucks, tweet. And I think that's what happened. And then his publicist saw this like an hour later. Yeah. And was like,
you should finish the dump before you
like,
send
were you
the
pooping
tweet?
And brushing and tweeting again?
Maybe.
Mayhaps.
I feel like the only conceivable way to recover from this is he has to go all in on the gay thing. Like, he's got to wear, like, pink, like,
just
fucking
gay as F.
Yeah, like, just go all in. And
like being a barbershop quartet or something.
Barbershop's
with Jimmy Fallon.
Black, not gay.
Black people can be gay.
Barbershop 3 what? Featuring... No,
not openly. Have you been to their churches? There's someone right now who could say some things in this room to make this really interesting.
Yeah, he's gay.
Not that part. Not that part. Oh. Just admitting things you've sat on for a long time.
Don't say it like that.
No, just talking.
No, did you hear what he just said? Just admit things you sat on for a long time.
That's
What
did you sit on, Pete?
I sat on nothing. No one.
I am a throne of lies? Is
there,
that what you
there
sat
might
on?
Be a certain friendship with someone who maybe I was talking about in this story that Pete has had for years. And I'm not asking him to say anything beyond that, but it would just be interesting if he mentioned being friends with some person featured in the story I talked about.
Yeah, I'm friends with him. I think I brought that up before.
Jesus?
Oh, you guys didn't know that? Yeah, I mean, like, I've hung out with the dude for, like, maybe 3 years. Maybe three and a half.
Let's get that said again.
Should I leave?
Put that on the record, man. Yeah, like, names. I've known him for, like, 3 years.
Pete?
Something like that.
Papa's basement.
We hang out at, like, the Georgetown Four Seasons or the W at Washington, D.C.
For three and a half years.
Or Annapolis.
Has been an ongoing friend of Kevin Spacey's. No joke. Hand to God, no joke.
Yeah. I mean, I met him on a set of House of Cards. May have been like, yo, what's up? You want to hang out sometime?
We don't have to delve into that.
Is this true? Or is this?
Oh, no, this is Travis's this hand to God true.
Yeah.
This is why I wanted him to say it on
there. I knew his affinity, and I knew where my level of comfort is. And
all right, this makes more sense that you're having so much trouble talking about this. We're here for you.
I'm not. I just thought it was unnecessary.
Whatever he did to you, it's
oh.
To be fair, he's far as I know done nothing.
Yeah, he's all right, man.
He's
okay.
Which is why
I can't say he's been a complete gentleman because he has made his intentions clear. But I'm a grown ass man, and I'm like, nah, we're good, dude.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Always in a very trying to obtain consent sort of way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in a way where it's like, you know, it's like,
Travis thinks this is a bit. This is not a bit. He is just
so confused.
No,
I know you are confused.
You've hung out.
I'm touching your thigh right now.
I will give the story, Pete, if you don't mind. Pete and his ex-girlfriend used to both work together as like extras on House of Cards. She has continued to this day to be on House of Cards. I believe you. Where you have a very brief cameo in season one.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a
two or something.
Two, yes. He is, you can see the side of his face. He's a police officer, like knocking on a window in a raining scene. No, he showed it to me.
I might watch this show now.
Yeah. Well,
like
he will have to give you the exact second he's on it. Like, you just see kind of the side of his
10
face.
10 seconds.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that is
and
you,
that's
isn't
Pete
it?
In
that's
the rain.
How we'll get people to come to your house. We'll have a viewing party of you and House Cards.
You can be like, look.
There's much better stuff out there.
You can just call it, like, Pete, the man behind the man, and then just present the entire series.
Yeah, so the way I got ready for this was I stood out in the rain, and I hung out with Kevin Spacey.
So we
until he kissed me upside down.
That's Spider-Man.
He's
Spaceman.
Spaceman. Spider-Man. Okay. Getting them all mixed up.
Lex
Luthor. That's
I guess. Look at Pete. I've seen legit girls constantly try to holler at Pete. So if you're Kevin Spacey.
Guys, my face is getting
and you're
red.
In, you know, you might like dudes, which he's now openly said. You look at Pete. You're like, hell yeah, I'm taking a crack at this. And has just kind of like casually hollered at Pete throughout the eons ever since.
Yeah.
Like they
this
are
is blowing my mind.
In casual
just
contact.
Little, just little hangouts here and there.
Yeah. When he's in town.
He's like, yo, I'm going to this concert. You want to come?
And you know what?
Cool. Let's see some weird English dude play piano with his band.
How does he hit you up?
And then we'll go back to the Four Seasons and then, you know, we'll
wrestle?
Dabble amongst our peers.
If you've ever seen Game of Thrones, he uses ravens. Like, that's how the fancy people talk, so that there's no text trail. So
there's no text trail.
I'm not going to say that
why am I just now? I would talk about this all the time if I were you.
I don't, whatever. Like, I don't know.
No, you're just being all coy about it. Yeah, whatever.
It's
just Kevin Spacey.
And this is why
he's
charismatic.
And he also does that-ish.
Ah.
Like, all the time. Like, I ain't special. And I also, that's
why
I'm like.
You are not the only pearl on the necklace,
no. Exactly, that's, God.
But I simply want to say.
You are killing it.
You are not the only Benoit Ball. But nothing has ever been, he's always been something of a gentleman. Like, if a guy keeps hollering, but isn't, like, sending unsolicited pics.
Nope.
Is not, you know, hanging brain. And, like, just
nope.
Like, oh, wait, what happened to my pants?
Well, oh, no.
Like, do you want to do scenes from Seven? While we're at it, you know, has just tried to, in a not sketch way, be like, look, dude, I'm famous. I got money. If you're going to go for me. Like, mm-hmm. That's really been the sales pitch the entire time.
He's just like, oh, I like hanging out. Pretty cool. Pretty chill. You want to drink? And yeah, we'll go, like, just have a drink. We'll shoot the shit. We'll talk about whatever he's shooting. I'll talk about the damn show. I tried to get him on a couple times. I don't think that's going to work now.
I don't think we burned any bridges. I'm putting this out to say he's a decent enough dude. And then I'll get into the other half of this story. But I thought this was a time for you to...
Personally, yeah. I think he's pretty decent.
I'm not saying in a tongue-in-cheek way. I don't think he's done anything... like, I can only speak to what I know of you guys, what you do. I don't think he's done anything shady. If I were in his shoes trying to get with a broad, I would do the same thing. I would, like, just be like, hey, you want to go somewhere nice?
Speaking from my experience, no. He hasn't done anything, like, completely out of line or anything like that.
No,
he's a little, like, you know, like, so we're hanging out for a while or whatever, and, you know, I'm having to be sitting close to him or whatever. He'll put his hand on my leg or something like that. And I'm just like, get that out of here. Move that away, because I'm a grown-ass dude who knows how to be like, hey, don't. And then that's it. And then he's like, all right, want to get some cheese poppers? And I'm like, yes, of course I do. And I also wanted to put more drinks on your tab. I'm going to go do that. What's your room number? And I also do that.
Picturing
and I'm
cheese
like,
poppers is this thing that fat gay guys do.
And then, and then I'm like, all right, so we're in your room. I could smoke in here, right? It's non-smoking. I'm going to open the window because you're rich. And I'll smoke it. Nice hotels, and it's awesome. It feels good. I'm like, well, I'm not getting in trouble for this.
You might as well call him and be like, look, I'm bringing my pets, and they're going to use the floor like a litter box, and you'll pay for that, too.
Yeah.
No, this is...
I'm like, when are... That's the other part. I'm like, when are we getting, like, the highest class hooker we could possibly afford, Kevin? I know. You said it yourself. You've had relationships with both genders. Let's, come on, man. Throw me a bone.
Yeah, like, you know, if he just insists.
You want this?
A devil's threesome.
Let's
with unbroken eye
happen.
Contact. Whatever, like, he would.
It makes sense, right?
He would get, like, a top shelf, knows how to do, like, the
exactly.
Altoids and creme de menthe tricks with her mouth stuff. Like,
exactly.
Where you're like, here's all of my paychecks, please love me.
Yeah, I would be poisoned after that. Really?
You couldn't go back to amateurs.
It's
like seeing Louis C.K. and then going back to open mic night with John Papa Giorgio. Like,
this Thursday.
Yeah.
November 2nd at Shenanigans in D.C.
That is true.
At 8 p.m.
Opening
night.
Show. Yeah. First second there, I became such an audience member. I was just so flabbergasted
I know,
by the story.
I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's been cool as hell, man. Like, I've been, and here's the other part that's super cool about it. Is like when I'm at like a restaurant. Here's the other part that's cool. I am also famous when in company of said person.
He has like a cone of fame around him.
Yeah. He co-signs like everything I do when I'm around these people. I'm like I'll go to the bar because he's like, oh, I'm getting back from whatever. I'll be down in like 15 minutes. Just hang out. Give me a call, whatever. I'll go sit down at the bar. Barely getting service. I'm barely getting any help. Finally get my drink.
And then you put on your I'm with K-Pac shirt that he gives.
Exactly. That's what I say. And he comes down. We're hanging out for a little bit. I'm ordering food. I go back to the bar. Split second, dude. They literally like pour out other people's drinks just to make room for me. And it's amazing. I'm like, this is cool. And you know what, I'm at a restaurant and I was like, yo, y'all got a phone charger? And she was like, I have one in my purse. Hold on.
I have every type of phone charger.
Purse, yeah, and she was like, is this fine? You know, and then brought a surge protector. Because mm-hmm. it like didn't reach. And she was like trying to find something to get this. If I was in that restaurant, I said, do you have something I could charge my phone with?
She literally just smashed her iPhone over her knee and pulled the battery out of it. Like,
take this, please. Take my battery. This is my first iPhone. It is yours.
I'll rub the glass in my eyes because I've looked upon him.
You will. Hey, so it's been cool. It's been cool.
Yeah, so we can only say from this one relationship that if this is construed as predatory behavior, and again, I'm not trying to equate these two things if what happened to Mr. Rapp is not is completely true, which well could be. I don't really know. Wasn't there. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, in his particular instance, what's going on with Pete, if other people come out with that story and they're like, that's predatory, to me, that's not predatory. That is a dude trying to get laid well within the bounds. And if he's famous and he's got some power, so be it. Literally anyone in his shoes would do the same. That's all I want to put out there.
Yeah. And
before we continue.
And I also know, as do many others, that he was gay. I showed up to hang out with that knowledge.
Yeah.
So whatever. Cool.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I'm afraid Kevin Spacey is going to shoot me in the head. I was almost cursed there.
Give you the old Frank Underwood.
If you're friends with Kevin Spacey, why are you living in Boondoggle, West Virginia?
He ain't a handout guy. He really isn't.
You should.
I've been trying. Yeah. Not really trying.
I just.
In fact, it was just recently
you could be trying harder,
that I was like, hey, I like it. You know, I think we needed to talk about a couple things. Like, it'd be great if you could do this and do this. And that'd be great, because, like, what the hell, man? You know, send that elevator back down, as you always say. And then this, so, all right, cool.
Huh.
That's cool. Oh, well.
I'm speechless.
I don't
as
think.
As am I. I lost a dear friend.
You didn't lose crap. I hope you didn't.
I know, I didn't lose anything.
Yeah, he's.
I lost having to drive to DC after work sometimes.
I am not saying this in any way because you guys are attached. If that is the extent of what he does with the majority of these people of age,
I didn't lose anything.
Then, what? That's a dude trying to get some.
Yeah,
with a 14-year-old.
What? No, okay.
Oh, that is
again.
Terrible.
That is a completely.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about with.
Talking about with me.
Oh. Okay.
No.
All right, good, because, okay.
I might be Greek, but I'm not
when you were
that
saying like when you were saying all that stuff, I was like, can I disagree? I
don't, yeah, we're talking about, like, my situation in, like, a glass enclosure.
Oh, no, yeah, that's all good. But not the 14-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's one of those, unless if it's completely as described, like, in a semi-joking manner, I'll say this, it becomes, like, this weird gray zone thing about it. When older dude bangs younger girl, complete crime, rape, yada, yada, yada. We know the drill. Younger guy gets picked out by older woman. I know we're supposed to be like, hey, no, that's wrong. He's scarred for life. And he might be, but only because, like, the serotonin pathways in his brain were carved by the most awesome thing ever. Like, literally nothing will compare to that afterwards.
Dan Soder's joke about that. Yeah. Maybe it was Dan. No, I don't know. Somebody in that day, they were like, oh, but that's the good pedo.
Yeah, that's the magic fairy pet.
Yeah.
This is that thing where it's like, it is the older guy, but it's the younger guy getting some. If they're both gay, and I don't think I'm going on the biggest limb thinking Anthony Rapp of multiple Broadway plays fame might be dipping his toe in the pink pond.
I love how we don't do our research. We're like, dog, use gay. Like,
yeah. I mean,
whatever. I don't care what. Man, I saw you. You're in Rent. You're gay.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
gay
just assume. I mean,
you were in the play and the movie.
That dude that was in the Flash.
You're double gay.
You're gay too.
So, I'm just saying, it becomes this thing of like, maybe you think the younger guy wants to finally bust a nut too. Like, I'm not defending it because you're getting – I lean more in the category of this is predatory guy versus this is a young dude who's like, finally, I get to bust some.
But finally.
I'm just saying – I'll stop this segment before more trouble is had. Before we lose Travis. We've already lost too many people. So what's happened
Whatever,
since...
Whatever, John. Just if it goes too far, just tell them you're gay.
Well, no, that was Monday. Tuesday, Frank Underwood gets the ISIS guy to get the pickup truck and drive through people as a diversion.
Right.
I think you might be right.
Just like he did in season 4.
Got a lot of sway.
But also, Andy Dick gets fired from the set of... What the hell was this one called? Raising Buchanan. Whatever the F that is. A show, a movie. Do you know of Raising Buchanan?
No.
That was a convincing O. I got to give you that. So Andy Dick gets accused of sexual harassment and supposedly groped people's genitals, kissed and licked people's cheeks, and made sexual
proposals. He was on Xanax, brother.
At least 4 members of the independent film's production team.
Did you say lick holes?
Licked cheeks, I believe.
Oh, cheeks.
What a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing.
It's just uncomfortable.
So.
That's not stimulating anything.
First of all, that.
Bro.
Second of all.
Okay. Well,
it's
y'all.
Andy Dick. It's like a dog licking you. If you're, what?
I can do anything and hypersexualize it. I'm just saying.
You into that cheek stuff?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm into cheek play. A little cheek play here and there.
You're CPN.
I'm a Scorpio, baby.
You CPN tonight? Andy's rebuttal, and where I think an interesting point gets raised, he says, first of all, I don't grope people anymore. I don't expose myself anymore. I do understand the temperature in the world right now is delicate. I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing. I licked Carrie Fisher at a roast. It's me being funny, not trying to sexually harass people. I don't grab anyone's genitals. All right, so we have a straight-up rebuttal. Then he said something that, I'm sorry, like, this is the takeaway. And I know we're going to go down the rabbit hole. And please, don't...
We're going to let John go by
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I will go to die alone.
You're sleeping alone tonight.
And let me just say, I was every night. Mother's couch is under 20 feet away, so you sound stupid right now. Look, if anyone's legit predatory... And in some serial manner, they are doing things outside the letter of the law. I completely don't condone that. That's wrong. And if you've got some creepy spider's web set up, like...
Is there a butt coming?
Butt? Yeah, there is a butt.
Oh, yeah, totes.
But it's a good butt. You know, if you've got this metaphorical equivalent of the pawn shop in Pulp Fiction... And you're getting your flies and your web, you're getting your Bruce Willis's, you're getting your Ving Rhames's. That's completely wrong, man.
Yeah.
Like, just ask people out. If they say no, it's kind of the end of it. Keep in contact, maybe take another whack at it, but don't grab them. Don't make it creepy. Mm-hmm. And with coworkers, it's extra delicate. You see them all the time. Really, we've entered a time period where it's kind of hard asking people out at all. People can take great offense at the smallest things and kind of blow it up and... It gets weird and awkward for both parties.
And if you try to rape them, they make a whole thing of it.
Yeah, exactly. That seems to be frowned upon, too. Andy said the following, though. And as a man in his situation, other than the bisexuality, I related very much to this statement. Of course I'm going to proposition people. I'm single, depressed, lonely, and trying to get a date. They can just say no, and they probably did, and then I was done.
They probably did.
Yes. As in,
that's what? The most relatable part.
Yeah. I don't want us, and again, anything where you're touching unsolicited, your thing, whatever, that's grown men. I'm sorry. If a grown man touches your thigh, I don't care. You brought that upon yourself. Pete, maybe.
I figured he'd probably try.
Exactly. But if it's man
on
woman.
I'd be flattered.
I wasn't surprised.
He's not going for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I heard Pete's story. I'm just
I would brag about it.
Yeah, I heard Pete's story. I was like, God, I need to lose weight. Like, that was my first reaction. Like, oh, boy, this is... That
must be nice.
Yeah, that's the dividing line right there.
What's it like to have someone love you?
Exactly. I have
nothing. That's great.
So...
I miss it.
If you're doing anything predatory, don't. And if... This is going to sound weird. I think what's hard for me to process with a lot of this crap is as much as a of a creep as I probably come off. Mm-hmm. I don't do any of this. Like, it boggles my mind to actually do something to someone against their will.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like, I'm like, oh, is that something that really happens? That's horrific. That's really disgusting. Like, so I guess maybe that's kind of like why I can joke about this, or I want to joke about it. It's the same, like,
because you find it basically like unfathomable.
Yeah, I can't process it as a real thing. It's the same way that, like, I love racial stuff. Like, I'm not a racist. I love racism, though. Hilarious to me in a tongue-in-cheek way. But to actually, like, I've been around people, like, even recently, where something, like, legit racist was said. Like, yeah. I hired a guy as a contracted employee to do some work for me. And pretty banging-ass, like, Middle Eastern broad walks by. We're both just, like, staring it up. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Look at us. Like, I know he might lean right, and I am not on the right so much, but both just ogling this chick. He's like, he then just goes, hey, great looking woman, shame she's got the wrong skin color. And I was just like, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that was said that's earnestly. And
a little on the nose there.
Yeah. So when I hear things like that, it really,
I thought that payoff was at least gonna be something clever. Just
no.
Yeah, right.
No. Like,
that's just a dick move.
Just something very on the nose, and it's it's,
she's got the wrong nose there.
Not something, yeah, that wouldn't cross the lips of me or like my immediate friends. So like, when I want to make offhand racist
don't
comments
say that about
for the
Rachel.
Sake of humor, it's because I don't feel that way. And somewhere in my head, I like to think other people don't feel that way. Like, the entirety of the earth doesn't feel that way. And then you find people who really do feel that way. And you're
legitimately.
Like, this is ugly and wrong. And
they're like finding somebody where you're like, oh, you actually have schizophrenia?
Yeah.
You're an actual mental case. And I've just seen those in movies.
Yeah. You're not just like, my girlfriend threw my crap on the lawn mental case. You're legit, like, tinfoil hat.
Like, completely convinced.
Yeah. It's
like when you see like a transgendered or somebody, it's like, how did you get off my Twitter page? Like, so how are you in real life?
When I talk about this, I guess some of my perspective is formed by the fact, like, I'm such a pussy, I really don't approach women in person, period. Like, the majority of the ass I've gotten is via the internet, where things are as low pressure as it gets. The occasional chicks I have pulled IRL are like coworkers I've known 9 months who pretty much cornered me at office parties. Like, a lot of my history is either.
Yeah, when you told me you had office entanglements.
Oh, I was screwing literally like
I've
nearly
never,
all of my female coworkers at one point
never.
In my age group.
Congrats on the sex.
Thank you. I always love your catchphrase. Because I just hung around long enough, and after a while, they're like, yeah, this is like the third time I've come to your place to like watch TV. Are you going to try anything or what? I'm like, oh, is that cool? And they're like, yes, stupid, please, yes. And then like, yeah, we'd screw on my bathroom floor or something fun like that.
Nice.
What a gentleman.
Yeah, exactly. It was a very lush carpet on
those
tiles.
Did you guys do any cheek play or?
No, well, certain kind.
Oh my God.
like anal.
Did you do cheek to cheek?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We Eskimo foreplay.
C to C?
We Eskimo second base. A little nuzzling. So that is why a part of me is like, God, to like really ritually target people below you and try to screw them is weird. Because like, I just come from a place of like, that woman doesn't want to sleep with me. No women really want to sleep with me. Like, if they want to sleep with me, I've done a hell of a dog and pony show to earn it. So to just be like, oh, here's the new meat. I'm going to pull out my prick and whack it for a while. Like, do we want to do the Brett Ratner, Olivia Munn accusation? Hold on, give me a second. Let me see if I can dig that up.
Who's Ratner?
Director of maybe like 9 of the 14 X-Men or something like that.
I know that sounds familiar. Is it just people that work with X-Men movies that do terrible things? Like, didn't Bryan Singer like little boys?
Yeah, I've heard.
I love our fact checking on this.
probably pedophile.
Kids. Yeah, he used to teach a preschool and got kicked out because he was touching kids.
So the story goes, Olivia Munn I'll have to recap it off memory because I'm not finding the link, and let's keep the show rolling.
Let's keep it going.
Travis and I both laughed at this, so we're both going to hell.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't going to say
that. No, it's fine. You're already done.
I said I'd never.
Yeah, we've said enough. So.
You're not going to work in this town of Fairfax again. So Olivia Munn alleges she was, while first breaking into the business, sent to Brett Ratner's trailer, believing it to be empty. By the way, I'm like 80% sure it was Brett Ratner. It could have been someone else. I think it was Brett Ratner. It sounds Brett
Ratner.
Let's
just throw someone in there that we think would be fun.
Like, Brett Ratner fits the bill. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Like, he deserves it one way or the other. Have you seen? I think he did Tower Heist as well. So.
Yeah.
Or like one of the kids from Stranger Things or something. I don't know.
Is who in the story? Is the shrimp cocktail that we get to later? So she says that she was sent to his trailer believing it to be empty at the time. And instead, he comes out with no pants. And as she put it, her exact words, holding a shrimp cocktail in one hand and masturbating what, Travis? Masturbating what? How? What was the adverb?
Aggressively or furiously?
Furiously.
Furiously.
Yes. Like Fast and Furious was furiously masturbating with the other. First of all, as horrifying as this is, and if you're a woman, you're probably not going to be able to get past the horror aspect. But as a man, at least 10% of me is like, I have never walked around holding a shrimp cocktail furiously. I don't know if I've ever furiously masturbated, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Occasionally. Like
near the end when you're drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say you're hungover, you pop some pills or something.
And you're clenching your ass cheeks so damn hard. You're not going to walk. You're not going to walk for a little bit after that.
Yeah, you're like, it's a CPR scene. Like in The Abyss, you're on the chest of Mary Elizabeth, Master Antonio, whatever. And you're like, live, damn it, live. And then it chucks the water. Yeah, like so that really worked. And you're like, yeah. That maybe could be my only furious masturbation.
Yeah, that's the only time I get buck wild.
Sorry. I'm saying the words furious masturbation and thinking of Lawrence Fishburne's character of Furious from Boys in the Hood. And just imagining him walking around with no pants and a shrimp cocktail. So he's jerking it. And she's like, before I could even react, he then ejaculates.
Wow.
So I'm like, wow, either he's quick on the draw or this was like really orchestrated. Like, can you picture him like D and maybe watch on the D hand? You're like, which hand was the watch on?
Watch,
the cocktail
yeah.
hand or the D hand? And he's just staring at it like, where is she? Where is she? Like, he's got it in a holding pattern like 95% of the way there.
Is it a shrimp cocktail like with the cocktail sauce and then the shrimp on the rims?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's
you
the...
You gotta have some
He needs a
balance,
third hand.
Right?
How's he dipping the shrimp and then eating it?
With his mouth.
Yeah, he's
just picking up the shrimp.
He's just like a seal.
Yeah,
and then like scooping.
I'm sorry, I opted for us to not record because I'm gonna say it's just like how I would do chapstick with one hand.
Do you think he's just like going from jerk to shrimp to jerk to shrimp?
That's what I'm wanting. That's the craziest part of the story.
Like that scene where Homer's on the couch and he's got like four dips and two chips and you just see him like Vishnu. Like, yeah.
Maybe that's why he was so furious about it. He's like, I picked the wrong thing to eat.
Why didn't I get a burrito?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I need more convenient foods to jack off with.
I thought I learned my lesson with the chopstick. Yeah.
And the fondue fountain.
Now I'm picturing just hummus dipping and jerking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. So... Again, if that's true, it's horrible. And other than the obviously funny part about it, it's horrible and not funny. But I can't conceive. I've never done anything like that to people. Like,
no, I expected that from you.
Like
to not do it as a friend.
No, like
as somebody I chose to let into my life.
Yeah, like I'm one of those guys who it's like, hey, would you like to hang sometime? It's like, oh, I don't know, not really, and like. I have to play video games 29 hours a day.
I can't believe this kind of stuff happens.
Can you bring me a shrimp cocktail?
Yeah. I don't take off my pants.
How does this stuff happen in the age of, like, handheld online porn? Like,
yeah.
I feel like you would think, I want to have sex with that person. She doesn't want me. That's okay. I'll just go jack off in the bathroom with my porn.
I'm like, who's even hardwired to want sex anymore? Like, I just live the life of a... Now I'm even getting tired of porn, for God's sake. To be bothered with actual intercourse? My God, it sounds exhausting. Jesus Christ. Like, yeah.
It really is.
Much less non-consensual. Like,
yeah,
really?
That's way more exhausting. It has to be.
Maybe we're just really lazy. You got to be an outgoing person to be a sexual predator.
Is that a good or a bad thing though? I mean,
I'm looking at every it's a good spin right now.
I guess rapists do have a certain cockiness.
Now, when
them.
Like my
you're
parents
right.
say like you're so lazy, well at least I'm not gonna rape anybody.
At least you know I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'll babysit anyone.
Getting back to what I wanted to say at the beginning. As much as this could be true, we have entered this weird space where recently we have defined like a certain
weird
class.
Space.
Weird space. We've defined the certain class of crimes, sex crimes.
Bum, bum.
Bum,
bum. I was just thinking. Where
there's no burden of proof needed. And I know it's supposedly we've also established that it's very hard to find proof of sexual crimes, and it often devolves into he said, she said, and that is part of the insidious nature of them. But to play devil's advocate, can we not say, like, it's at least 5% odd that a dude was able to say, Kevin Spacey did this to me, and not 24 hours later, like, Kevin Spacey ain't Kevin Spacey no mo. Like, he's just lowercase k. Lowercase s Kevin Spacey, like, fired off his main show.
I don't
show.
Entirely understand what you're saying, but I think you're a bad person.
That's how you should react. It's just slightly odd to me that this dude, 24 hours later, is a one career lighter. A career that took God knows how many years and in the public eye off of something that has not been proven.
Okay.
We're just like, that dude is a kid rapist. Like, unequivocally.
Err on the side of caution. I don't know.
I hope it doesn't portend, like, something more insidious, where that starts to, where we start to define other crimes as, like, look, that could have taken place a long time. That actually already happened where, God, did you hear the David Cross story recently,
yeah,
Travis?
I don't think
we brought this up. So, David Cross, let me punch him up in the news. I used to worship David Cross. Like, when I was a kid. In 15,
I think he's funny, but I thought in person he was pretty much a joke.
I'm looking up his picture. There's some stuff I don't want to see. Oh, porn's up on my phone. That's always good.
That happens to me more and more.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was reviewing that.
Cannot verify server identity. Identity of www.xvideos.com cannot be verified with
server. That's okay. Go there anyways.
All right.
So I wasn't planning.
I know what I want.
Let me try to tweet.
Oh, I love David Cross.
There you go.
I didn't know who that was.
So, all right. Charlene Yee. You've probably seen her. If you've seen the face, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that girl.
I got to Google her.
Yes.
Charlene Yee.
Yes, Charlene Yee. So this is broadening out from a sexual harassment thing where I'm saying this could be a bit of a slippery slope. Charlene Yee on October 16th tweets the following. I think about the first time I met David Cross 10 years ago and he made fun of my pants that were tattered because I was poor. Dumbfounded, I stared at him speechless and he said to me, "What's the matter? You don't speak English? Ching chong, ching chong." Travis, you're laughing.
No, I'm not.
We're outing you.
Second tweet. Then after he saw I was offended, he asked me if I was going to fight him with karate in a southern accent. Travis is belly laughing right now, but biting his fist to the bone.
Oh, man.
Then a few years later, he was reintroduced to me.
I'm progressive.
After my comedy show with his girlfriend at the time, and he said, "Hi, nice to meet you." She then says, "I will say this. I can tell the difference between this man making a joke versus condescending me." I think it's condescending to someone, but sure.
Sure.
All right. "This happened 10 years ago, and I sure as hell hope he's changed, or at the very least, he's scared enough not to be his racist self. And however, it is very uncool that a 40-plus man was being racist towards me, being a young 20-year-old woman who was clearly on the verge of tears from his first racist comment." Now, here's one where I am going to be a big dick because nothing went in her piddle hole, to put it technically. Who has tattered pants because they're poor? Does Target not exist in this universe where you can buy drapery for 30 cents and a cord? You can go to any sort of Salvation Army, get any sort of church donation. I immediately object to this Dickensian portrayal of her life. Like, why doesn't she just say she's holding a goddamn porridge bowl? And he made fun of me for asking
for... Stories full of ballsy.
Yeah. So, right then and there. Second of all, what's the matter? You don't speak English. Ching chong, ching chong. Now, Travis is not laughing at this at all whatsoever. He's heavy breathing because...
Pete has, I'm out of shape.
Because he's thinking about climbing a stair. So, again, a joke that might have landed very poorly, but I'm sorry.
Yes, that everyone in this room, no one's laughing. Yeah.
If you want to pretend that a comedian, a Jewish dude who grew up in the Deep South, somehow deeply harbors a hatred of Asian people, and it bubbled forth in this incident completely unbidden. He couldn't help himself. And wait,
you probably said it, but what's the context of the encounter? Who is she? Like, what does she do?
She just meets David Cross. I don't really know. Perhaps they were working together on a project. Perhaps.
Well, is she a comedian?
She's a comedian / comedic actress. I don't really know if she does. She might do stand-up. I think she does stand-up.
Okay, and that makes it a little worse on her end. Like, if you're in the comedy world and that's said to you,
people are kind of just dicks to each other. Or
yeah,
at least you make fun of each other. Remember, I wanted to beat that kid up.
Oh yeah,
right.
Charlene does a ton of stand up. I'm looking right now. So there you go.
I think it's an entirely different thing if he was saying this to just some stranger that wasn't in comedy.
Yeah. To actually think that a man's racist barbs would include ching chong, do you want to fight me with karate?
No. As we've learned...
Actually, now I don't feel bad about laughing at it.
As we've learned, if he was truly racist, he would have said, well, you've got the wrong skin color to be poor.
Exactly. Yeah, where's your abacus, you stupid bitch? I would have thrown another word in there, but that could be construed as offensive. And then to close it with, I'm sorry, I can tell the difference between someone joking and condescending. I want to scream, but it would like really max out the levels. Clearly you cannot. I'm sorry. Like you said, these are two comedians, whatever the age gap might be. Look, maybe he came on strong. I'll give you that. But to ever... These are words. These are words, dude. These are words, dude. Like, racism is him being like, oh, the Oriental girl. I don't like their kind. Get her off the project. A comedian says some dumb stuff where I don't think has been said seriously since, like, a playground in Minneapolis. That's how that word goes, in, like, 72. When the Lee family came to town.
That's like, the biggest outlier, is that it was so cheesy. And so elementary that I'm like, he couldn't have been serious.
It is so goddamn dumb and on the nose.
Whatever. It's how she
feels. I mean, I can't believe someone would actually say that. That's kind of why.
So then his wife gets in the mix, by the way.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah. So let me see if I can find.
Oh, yeah. She's Amber Tamblyn, right?
Amber Tamblyn.
Well, what a name.
I know. Kind of, you want to say like 19 times in a row, and like, unlike a tongue twister, that one seemed like it would just roll
Tamblyn.
Off the tongue. Amber Tamblyn, Amber Tamblyn, yeah.
The whitest kids you know have a good.
Her name is Aaron Tamblyn.
So let's pan down. Let's see if we can find Amber Tamblyn. In essence, says, "I'm not with my husband on this. I'm completely in her corner. All I care about right now is how Charlene feels." And again, this is hard for people who want to see themselves as, like, I guess, really on the vanguard of the left, because guess what, ass? I'm on the left, too. I like killing babies, and I want the gays to pound each other in the sanctity of marriage. Ta-da! Somehow it's disgusting for someone like me to be on the left, though, when I'm like, I don't want to pull out the toughen up buttercup line, because God knows that's rote, but they're goddamn words from a comedian. And unless you're a damn retard, clearly said to be funny. Clearly. If you think those were said in a seriously racist context, Jesus Christ, have you not experienced real racism? Like, it's bad, like what I said earlier. And it can involve, like, jobs being lost or mm-hmm. other dehumanizing things. To say that equates to this, that's disgusting, and it's going to... It's going to cheapen real things.
She's been around Stan. I refuse to believe that's the worst thing that's been said to her.
Yeah, Louis C.K. once said, shut the door. yeah, dude. That one...
Could always be worse, yeah.
Really bugged me. And if we want to close with like a similar racial thing...
Sure.
Okay.
What you got?
I don't know if you guys saw this...
We got something on the lighter side? Oh, that's kind of funny. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Kellogg's recently, I believe, put out a Corn Pops box art that depicted like a bunch of yellow pops. I hadn't seen it. I had simply seen the picture that zooms in just on the darker pop. The story is there's one person in the picture doing what appears to be janitorial work. And that one pop is darker. Meaning, like, the brown pop is the black pop, and then the other pops
look this up.
Are the white. Oh, punch it up, but get the full art. So at first, my gut reaction is like, again, if you think a multinational corporation still hates black people, like, do you think they're, like...
Has a small hidden agenda.
I mean, do you, in your heart of hearts, think... that the Kellogg's laboratories are hard at work both keeping Corn Pops fresher and figuring out how to give syphilis to the men of Tuskegee? Like, it's a business that wants to make as much money as possible.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any money alienating people.
Like, what do you... Like, I legitimately look me in the eye and explain what you think this is. Do you think this was some sort of dog whistle
Klan
signal?
Klan members love pops.
Do you think... Exactly. Do you think it was some sort of subliminal signal?
It has essential A and E vitamins.
To the racist market?
You don't get that when you're not wearing clothes that expose yourself to the sun.
You know what?
Essential K.
They kind of the yellow people. They kind of look like Trump's hair. So
yeah, exactly.
So
let's not distract from the fact that the yellow
there's just a lot going on in this picture.
Are wearing snorkels and drinking from a fountain of milk with a straw. You know, like really white people.
Also,
things
he's
to
the
do.
Only one. And where are we at, John? Where are we at in the timeline?
In terms of what?
What's the time? What's the time?
We're
what's
already
the
done
time?
With the show.
Oh, we're there. We've hit it. So he's the only one. Fucking doing any shit there. Everybody
yeah, that's
else
what I was just thinking.
Everybody,
he's the only one
he's
working.
Working his fucking ass off and everybody yeah. else is just fucking chilling. If anything, he is inspiration. He's like, I know I have shit to do and this place isn't going to clean itself up.
Not just that.
Everyone else is screwing around over
yeah,
here.
What the fuck, guys? This is why malls are closing. Nobody's working.
He's the only one clothed. Literally everyone else is a bare pop. Did it not, like, sort of benefit of the doubt thing? Did
has
maybe
self-respect.
Think,
it looks yeah. like all the rest are on, like, meth or something.
He's hiding his huge black popcock.
Yes, too.
They had to put pants around it. No, did
just like a big letter
anyone
a.
think maybe the yellow didn't contrast as well with the stupid blue outfit, so they made him darker for the hell of it? But no, it has to be some sort of racist bat signal where pops are putting the Negro in his place.
But no, the, like, the thing is, and one, I don't think he's black. I thought he was Mexican. That's just,
well, that's racist.
That's yeah. just my own personal agenda.
You took it too far.
But it's no, because they also, like, I mean, I can see where people came from. He's, like, dressed like a janitor.
He is, and he's waxing a floor.
Yeah, and I can totally see where people are coming from.
In the top right corner, it says Ninja Supply Company.
Oh.
I just threw that.
Does he
have a problem with that?
I know what ninja means.
Yeah.
I've heard that said before. Here's my deal with it. First of all, you're an idiot if you think that was done as some sort of trigger
I don't think it was done as a trigger. I think somebody was just like, nah, let's make this one this one.
Second of all,
that's pretty.
The way more insidious part, my day job is a locksmith. I work in several hotels, several banks, all the livelong day.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to befriend the cleaning staffs of a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm.
They are overwhelmingly of color, if not entirely, but overwhelmingly black, Latino, from various foreign lands.
How dare you statify us?
Is their existence some sort of embarrassing blight upon a race? Because I want you, if you think it's wrong for the pop to be black, I want you to take your logic to its conclusion. Like, is it wrong for janitors to be black? Is it somehow offensive that this man isn't a scientist? Did he fall short in your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
I know plenty of brothers.
He's smiling.
I understand where you're coming from.
He's smiling.
But I can see how somebody would be upset that they're like, well, that's cool. Like, it would just be great if you maybe put it as something of higher standard.
That'd be great. Like, we could put Dr. Huxtable minus the rape next to him. I'm saying it's a very, like, outside of the realm of pops and symbolism, I know a lot of flesh and blood black people who are at least acquaintances, if not, like, what I would call work friends or whatever the hell. You know, people I've known since I was a kid. Like, I can think of one hotel in particular, a Marriott in downtown D.C., the Metro Center. They have employed me since my dad, like, took me there when I was 10. To this day, I work in that place.
Mm.
I know every GD maid who comes in that door. I know every janitor. I have known them since I was, like, this tall. They ask when I'm going to get married. They probably think I'm gay. They don't know I'm just a masturbator with unrealistic standards.
Yeah. And I made two keys for every one of these doors.
Like, yeah. Is their existence a blight upon their race because they are working in these blue-collar positions?
You guys are having, like, a deep and important conversation about this. I'm just over here
looking at this. Like, he's like,
this picture's funny.
Who is the animator on this? Because I could watch a whole show about corn pops, and if they had to deal with a racist situation, I might actually learn something, because this is pretty
it's a wild
damn
picture.
Entertaining.
Uncle Willie's corn on a stick?
When are we going to
that's not right either.
All right, at the end of the show, we tell him there's no wall.
Anything Uncle Willie is just bad, bad idea.
Yeah.
Look in the top left, there's a burning cross. What?
Well, exactly. It's Uncle Touchy's.
This one idiot's just stuck under the escalator.
Yeah, just chilling.
That corn pop!
Kind of napping.
He's back on the escalator.
So I don't want to pull the whole,
like... I'm sorry. I got
that's
overly sensitive crap.
I love
I'm
it.
Just like, there are black janitors.
You sound triggered,
bro. He's not depicting a centaur in this piece of art. Like, these are real flesh and blood people that exist, that have feelings. And when you go out and you're like, holy crap, a black janitor corn pop. Well, what does it say to the black janitor at local school X?
I do consider that when people do that, and that's got to suck to be the guy who is a janitor.
Yeah, what is that guy to think? Oh, should I not be around children? Because they might see me not hating my life and think, huh, I'm of color. Maybe I'd enjoy this janitorial gig. You know, what the hell? I'm sorry. That is some crap logic.
I never thought, like, cereal could get so, like, nuanced. And
it's true.
I could say this, John. You've said some things.
I did. Words came out of my face hole.
Absolutely.
And we're all good. And on that note, we can wrap up the show. I'm going to start the sound clips.
Hey, we got any plugs? We got anything we got going on?
Like butts? Do we, John? Do we have anything going on tomorrow at 8?
Travis and I are appearing over at, what's the name of the venue?
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. We're going to do stand-up over at Shenanigans
in Washington, D.C. Apparently there's one in Leesburg. Don't go to that one.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
D.C.
Do not give them your business.
Massive rat problem. Shenanigans, D.C., 8 p.m. Travis is like one of the big honcho 10-minute guys.
Nice.
I'm biting a little 5-minute nugget for myself after the big boys are done. Right. So, yeah, come and see me. Do like my 5th stand-up ever. I'm sure it'll be just one for the ages.
I'm sure you guys will hear this afterwards.
Well, I think, yeah, they typically say, what, it's your seventh performance before you find your voice?
Yeah, that's it.
I just mean literally when this drops.
I'm almost there. Yeah, that's all I got for
plugs.
Have
anything in the future? Future?
Future?
No. I'm in Manassas on Friday.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
All right, and I'll be at my house on Saturday if anybody wants to.
Yeah,
nobody knows. Why did I not do this one live?
And November 10th, I'll be at the DC Improv on the second stage.
Woo. There you go.
Stand up.
We're going to get that.
Big things.
Oh, yeah. So good. Not after this episode airs, but I was there. I was booked. They can't hide it. Everyone, do your... So we got Travis Dorward. You want to get a hold of Travis? It's at Travis Dorward, right?
Pretty simple,
pretty tricky stuff. Pete Maybe is
at Pete Maybe.
Pete Maybe.
On Twitter?
We're all pretty simple here.
I think, you know, just go there. Because if we can start a relationship there, we can go anywhere.
And come to his house on Saturday.
Exactly. If you DM him, he'll send a picture of a shrimp cocktail. And if you reply correctly, he'll know it's on. And that's that. I am John Papagiorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement for this radio show in papasbasement.com, YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. That's got videos of nearly everything we've ever done. It's like the last 20 episodes. I lied big time there.
It's kind of crap.
The website has everything. And find us on iTunes, find us on Stitcher, find us on Spreaker.
Yeah, that's right.
There's all kinds of crap.
Nope, he's stroking.
Yeah, we had a girl who found us via Spreaker because she's a juggalo.
Oh, yeah, she was...
I think I saw you guys.
And she was a big fan of the show, but then heard the jug episode.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then we brought her back.
And she was super nice.
She's very... Yeah.
Yeah, and we... And I don't mean anything by that.
No, you mean she's both a black corn pop and you want to furiously masturbate in front of her.
Exactly.
That's exactly what you meant.
I meant peace and love.
Yeah, all right, so I guess we're done till the next one. Thanks everyone who made it this far. Follow our social media so we know we're loved and our lives matter. And
yes, give us attention.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb. But